It's bull versus man for our geo quiz today. Actually, it's more like bull versus a whole bunch of men. That's a tradition in the town we want you to name. It's in Spain, and every year there's a festival there called Toro de la Vega. It involves a bull chased by many men, some on horseback, others on foot, all armed with spears. And yes, the animal is eventually speared to death. Animal rights activists want to stop the practice, but the townspeople are determined to keep their tradition going. So which town in Spain is famous for its Toro de la Vega festival? Here's an extra clue. The town gave its name to the treaty signed by Spain and Portugal in 1494. It drew a line that divided the world for colonization purposes into Spanish and Portuguese halves. That line helped create the modern map of South America. Got it? The answer's coming up in a bit. Back to Spain now, where bullfighting has dropped in popularity in recent years. Attendance is way down, and more people consider it a cruel practice. But there's another bull tradition that animal rights activists say is much crueler and still thriving. It's a festival in the central Spanish town of Tordesillas. That's the answer to our geo quiz today. The world's Jerry Haddon was in Tordesillas for this year's festival.
It seems the entire town of Tordesillas comes out to witness this medieval tradition. Parents with kids, young men dressed in white and red, carrying long, steel-tipped spears, and older folks like Angela San Pedro. She says El Toro de la Vega, or the Bull from the Valley, began some 500 years ago when a mad Spanish queen was imprisoned in the church tower. They locked her away up there, she says, but the queen said, I want a bull. I want to see it down below in the valley. And she got her way. She was able to watch the spectacle from the top of the tower. That spectacle doesn't involve the usual lone bullfighter armed with nothing but a crimson cape.
No, son gente a pie. Gente a pie. Van con unas lanzas.
No, San Pedro says, it's a bunch of guys with spears, some on foot, some on horses. You need a lot of courage. This is our tradition, and they want to end it, she says. The people who are against us. But this belongs to the town. Every town has its traditions. They just don't involve chasing down a lone bull, say animal rights activists, then stabbing it to death with lances. About 250 activists face off against police and townsfolk before the spectacle begins, chanting, more culture, less torture. One activist named Carmen says no living creature deserves to be tortured. All creatures feel pain. People need to realize, to open their hearts. Soon the bull, a huge brown beast with exceptionally long horns, goes tearing past along a cordoned-off road and out into the pasture. Assassins, shout the activists. They sprint across neighboring farmland, hoping to disrupt the event before it's too late. But the ritual is underway. Hundreds of men circle the bull. They charge and stab the animal with their long spears. And then the bull reminds you how dangerous it is. A photographer gets too close. The bull charges, knocks him to the ground, and gores him in the thighs.
Mira, ya está, ambulancia.
Amid all the shouting, one man takes advantage of the bull's distraction and plunges a spear into its chest. This is the fatal blow. He's led away by cheering companions. The animal rights folks are crestfallen and furious. And this is when today's real confrontation begins. The one between two cultures, two worldviews, modernity versus tradition. It's one of those moments when you realize how divided Spain is. It ends with both sides hurling insults and townsfolk tossing stones. One activist gets hit in the head and needs stitches. Another activist, who won't give her name, says they failed to save the bull, but they never expected to. She says our intention was to get the word out, to reach other Spaniards who don't realize what's going on. They hope all the attention pressures Tordesillas to end the bull kill once and for all. Two regions of Spain have already banned traditional bullfighting. But spectator Maria José Casquedo says she doubts that day is coming anytime soon to Tordesillas. If you don't like soccer, she says, you should respect those who do. We deserve the same. Those activists may think the bull of the valley's days are numbered, but I hope those of us who love bullfighting will fight to the end to defend our tradition, she says, waving her hand in a stabbing motion. For the World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Tordesillas, Spain.